There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Let's go behind the scenes with this week's assistant coach, that being the running backs coach, Derek Foster. That's brought to you by Rouse's Markets. Shop Rouse's, the official supermarket of the Saints. Coach Foster, appreciate the time. You kind of drew the short stick because of what happened today. These things are laid out in advance. But on the other hand, you got Alvin Kamara running for 155. The team rushes for 197. From an offensive running back standpoint, this was the kind of outing that you've been looking for the last few weeks.
Yeah, thanks, guys, for having me on, by the way. Mike, you know, Bobby, I appreciate it. And, yeah, very unfortunate circumstances. But, you know, contrary to your question there, yeah, it was a very good outing to see these guys come out and rush the way that they rushed. And I think that's accredited to, you know, everybody that has a hand in this deal, all the way from the offensive coordinator down to the offensive line and the receivers that's blocking on the perimeter for these backs to find these lanes. And, you know, I thought both backs, both, you know, and mainly Alvin, took advantage of the opportunities that he was given. And so you like the result statistically, but you don't like the end result of losing the game. So that's the unfortunate part.
Now, Coach Foster, this is okay. We're in the running back room, and you know, Saints fans want to know this, and you know how you motivate different players. Alvin Kamara is amongst the best in the NFL, but you got a guy like Jamal Williams who bring him over from the Lions, and then all of a sudden, bang for your buck, maybe not performing like we would like him to perform. Then you have Taysom Hill; he might be in your meeting room now and then, and then you got Kendre Miller. He's talking about he's coming here. Man, I'm going to take over for Alvin Kamara. You better slow your roll, young dude. I mean, I'm like, what? You better humble yourself. And Kendre Miller, he's hell when he's well. He's averaging right at 6 yards a carry, but he's never available. How do you handle all those individuals? Because all these, if you're a stud running back, and you know you get to the NFL, you know you got an ego. So how do you keep everybody humble, or maybe keep them hungry or try to get them hungry to want to be in that number?
No, that's a great question. You know, I've always taken the approach, each player is different, right? And I think that's the unique thing about being a coach, is that you try to do the best job you can to learn each player, you know, individually and build a relationship so that way you try to understand them, you know, better, how they operate, you know, what's their thought process, how do they learn, you know, each guy learns differently. And you talk about motivation. I think a lot of these guys have, you know, a lot of confidence in their game, you know, so it doesn't take a whole lot of motivating to get them going, especially, you know, guys like Alvin and Jamal and Taysom, who's seen a lot of football in the NFL. Those guys come prepared. They're pros. Each week and each day they come in the building and, you know, take care of their business. You know, Kendre, on the other hand, he's kind of learning from those guys. He's got great examples in front of him. And so, you know, my message to him is consistently just telling him to continue to build his routine, continue to figure out how to be a pro, and kind of control what you can control. You know, it's been very unfortunate for him, you know, throughout these last couple years in the NFL. just not the start that he expected, obviously. And, you know, you respect the guy's confidence. You know, I really do. I commend him for his confidence. But at the end of the day, you know, there's things that you really have to take care of, and there's things that you can't control. And the injury portion being one of those. So the best thing he can possibly do is do everything he possibly can to continue to get himself well so that he can get himself back out on the field so he can prove himself a little bit.
Yeah, Coach Foss, he's like a damn Lamborghini Ferrari. I mean, all of a sudden, boy, did you see that run? Or he took it around the track, and then, I don't know, got to change the spark plug or whatever, and then he's not available. And, you know, if he's a student of the game and he likes history, and then you'd want to be the best of the best, tell him to go look at a couple of old Saints running backs that the Saints fans embrace. And look what they were drafted in, or free agents, whatever. Look at Chris Ivory and look at Kyrie Robinson. How those dudes were animals. Right now, the Houdan Saints fans ask me, man, when are we going to get another Kyrie Robinson or Chris Ivory to help out Alvin Kamara? I get that all the time. And I know you're the running back coach, and, you know, Taysom's part of that deal. But I tell you, just being honest, the fan base has been disappointed in Jamal Williams and Kendre Miller.
Yeah, no, you know, it's unfortunate that they haven't probably had the production and outing that, you know, people expect and hold them to a standard. But I will say this, that they're constantly working to try to improve themselves day in and day out. Obviously, you don't see the results a lot of times on Sunday. But I see the process that they go through every week and every day. And their jobs are harder than anybody in terms of exactly what they have to do, you know. And but I will say this, just for them, speaking for them and them not being here, you know, they put in the work, they put in the time. And, you know, my message to those guys is just keep sawing wood, keep doing what you're doing, and hopefully, you know, it'll break through for you. And so the production is not there, but I can guarantee you this, that the work that they're putting in has been consistent week in and week out.
Coach, how much emphasis this week between yourself, Clint Kubiak? We talk a lot about the inefficiency on third down, but really the problem area has been first and second down. And so I was just curious about the impact and the emphasis this week, because I'm just going to read a few. On first down yesterday, plus 20, plus 5, plus 10, plus 5, plus 6, plus 9, incomplete, plus 5, minus 1, plus 3. So, I mean, that's just a few of them. But, I mean, it just felt like, and especially running the football on first down, that was going to be something that this offense wanted to make a statement.
Yeah, we put a lot of emphasis on it. I think Clint does a very good job of emphasizing that week in and week out. And it's echoed amongst, you know, the other coaches as well. You know, we follow up with that to emphasize, like, hey, we can't put ourselves in a hole on first and second down. We got to come out and be efficient as possible as we can and, you know, try to avoid things that will put us in a hole or put us in a second and long situation as much as possible. And so, you know, I think our guys try to take pride in that. And obviously we understand the obvious reasons, whether it's a penalty here or holding there or, you know, some false start or whatever the case may be, whether it's a negative, you know, a negative play. And so the emphasis is that we go to practice every day to prepare our players, and they do the same to make sure that they're doing what they're supposed to do on each play. So it's been very much so emphasized, and I think he's doing a really good job of echoing that message. We just got to go out and execute and continue doing our job.
Now, Coach Foss, you look at that running back meeting room and obviously how practices are structured. When you look at, you know, scout team and you want to give a good look to the defense, and you are running back and you are practicing, you're on the roster, whether on the practice squad or on the active roster, you can go on and off the roster. Just comment on maybe the progression, because they know the task at hand, that being Jordan Mims from Fresno State, or a Louisiana guy from UL and Lafayette, a Raging Cajun, Jacob Cabote. So how do you interact with them? Because you got to interact with them different than you would Alvin Kamara. I mean, it just stands for reason that you're going to treat them or try to coach them up differently than you would a guy like Alvin Kamara.
Yeah, that's a great question. With those guys like that, it's about continuing to develop. And so with those guys, sometimes you, after practice, you spend a little extra time with developing their skill sets. You know, no rock goes unturned, and there's there's not a moment that those guys are not even asking questions or, you know, wanting to improve and get better. And so what I try to do with those individually is make sure that we're focusing on fundamental football and getting better at the fundamentals of football on and off the field, whether that's in the classroom or that's on the field. And so what we try to do is replicate what we learned in the classroom and then take it to the field with those type of guys. And just staying ready when the opportunity comes. And so when you're on scout team, you know, you treat it just like any other rep. You make sure your eyes are in the right place. You make sure that your hand placement's in the right place if you got a pass protection to pick up without, you know, hurting the other guys, you know what I mean, or cutting anybody down for that matter. But just making sure that you're using fundamentally techniques so you can continue to get better and take advantage of those reps. Those reps for you are like game reps, and they don't go unnoticed. So that way when your number is called, you're ready to go. So it's a continuing developing you know, process for both of them. And yeah, everybody gets coached, you know, a little differently in terms of what I feel like they need, but everybody's hearing the same message, and that's to continue to grow and develop in their role.
Well, Coach Foster, we appreciate your time. I cannot believe we've gotten this far and Bobby has not mentioned Northwestern State, Louisiana. Bobby, are you not paying attention over there? Man, coach to Northwestern State.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm trying to stay humble.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
You know, and stuff.
There's a first for everything, I guess.
Yeah, the fellow demon, yeah.
That's right. Coach Foster, best of luck. We appreciate your time. It's your first year in New Orleans. I mean, it's not always like this. You still got 8 games. Make the best of it. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.